Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. In case you hadn't heard, Patriots fans, the clock is winding down. Super Bowl 52 is almost here, and the New England Patriots are making final preparations for the big game against the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. WBUR's Shira Springer is in Minnesota for the Super Bowl and joins us now for a preview. Hi, Shira.
Hello.
So it seems the only big concern for the Pats this week, correct me if I'm wrong, but has been the health of tight end Rob Gronkowski, who had a concussion he suffered 2 weeks ago, but now he's cleared to play, and Gronkowski says there will be no limitations.
I'll be full speed, taking on hits, blocking, running routes, whatever it will be.
So he's pretty confident. Does everybody agree it's a good idea for him to play?
Well, he was cleared by the Patriots team physician and an independent neurological consultant, which is all part of the NFL's concussion protocol that we've been hearing so much about. But there are still some lingering questions. I mean, the hit that he took in the AFC championship game really, really threw him for a loop. I mean, he wasn't steady on his feet when he got up, and, you know, he didn't look like he knew where he was. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, there he'll be playing in the Super Bowl. It does seem a bit quick, but I did also talk to some neurologists, and they said, you know what? Most people who suffer concussion clear their concussion symptoms within a week to 10 days after they're hit.
So there haven't been any more public events there in Minnesota. What are the Patriots' plans for the final 48 hours? So how do they spend that time?
Hunker down with the game plan, just really review what their assignments are, what they need to do game day, and make sure everything is, as they like to say, dialed in for the Eagles and that they are as prepared as they possibly can be. At this point, family and friends sort of go off and do their own thing, and the Patriots sort of hunker down as a team and try to keep all the distractions to a minimum.
So aside from win, what do the Patriots have to do on Sunday? What do the Eagles have to do? I mean, what are they both looking at in the other team?
Well, first of all, you'd like to think that Tom Brady will have a Tom Brady kind of game, that he'll be the dominant player on the field, that he will lead the offense with confidence and, you know, just rack up the points and give the Patriots, perhaps, it would be nice, instead of a comeback, a cushion to work with late in the game. I think it will be interesting from the Eagles' perspective. Obviously, you've got to stop Tom Brady. And then, you know, looking at what the Patriots have to do, I think they're kind of trying to figure out which Nick Foles will show up. Nick Foles was the backup quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he took over for Carson Wentz when Wentz went down with a torn ACL in December. Before that, the Eagles were kind of one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl because of Wentz. So Nick Foles, the backup quarterback, now starting quarterback, has been really, really good, like he was in the NFC Championship game, and then he's had some off games. So I think the Patriots are going to try to rattle Nick Foles.
I hate to ask for predictions. I guess I can make an exception, as everybody does, for the Super Bowl. What do you think?
I think it's going to be a closer game than everybody expects. I do think it's going to come down to a couple of plays in the fourth quarter. If not late in the fourth quarter, then perhaps early in the fourth quarter. However, I see the Patriots winning, and my prediction for a score is 27-20 in favor of the Patriots.
Thank you. We'll mark that down for Monday morning. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Thanks, Shira.
Thanks.